Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Eurowatch.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. We're going to take a look at some headlines out of the European region. It's been slightly over a week since Kate Middleton claimed that a Photoshop image of her with the children on UK Mother's Day was edited by her for unspecified reasons. On Monday, of course, we had our first recorded sighting of the princess. She was out shopping with Prince William at the Royal Farms Windsor Farm Shop near Windsor Castle. And then the following day, Reuters said a second royal photograph issued by the media by Kensington Palace was digitally altered. So the photograph saga is turning into a bit of a crisis. The royal family, what are they going to do with regard to this PR crisis? We'll chat more about that and more. On the line with me is Jedimir Nesterovic, Professor of Geopolitics, Essex Business School, Asia Pacific. Professor, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Elliot. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
I bet you're reading up a lot about this. Quite interesting, not quite business related, but hey, anything to do with the royal family in the UK makes the news. The latest development, where in the world is Kate Middleton?
No, this is a serious issue because it is putting in light the whole royal family, and it is quite embarrassing for the family. Yep. Because they are launching continuously these photos, and people say that they are doctored photos, that they are Photoshop photos, etc. So let's wait that very soon we will have a live interview, maybe with you, and in that case we will have a real situation.
Oh, that'll be interesting. We'll see when they ever reach out. But this is something we talk about, Professor, you and I, about engaging the public in the right kind of PR, public relations. What they're doing here is a bit of a PR crisis, especially because there are digitally altered photographs. Is there any indication that she's stepping down from royal duties, or any indication that the royal family is trying to deal with this PR crisis?
I think it's too premature for the moment to talk about that. However, as we have indicated before, in this affair, nothing is private.
Yeah.
So everything is public.
Yeah.
So the public are members of the royal family, public are members of the government, public leading CEOs of the companies. Everything is public. So we cannot say it is private, please don't talk about that, etc. No, everything is on the table and everyone will talk about that.
Actually, Professor, I want to take a slightly different approach here with this, and I wonder if this is a real wake-up call for the royal family. Now, hear me out. What I mean is, take, for example, I think some years ago, there was a photo showing, or rather, there was a second photo showing Queen Elizabeth II surrounded by her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This was found to be digitally altered in 8 places. This discovery, along with previous incidents of edited royal images, the British monarchy moving forward really needs to think about this whole AI boom and the potential problems it can cause for it.
Yes, so I think that, maybe they have missed the point because they have been used to a controlled media exposure. And in this controlled media exposure, they are giving the images and they control all the images.
Yeah.
But today with the social media, it's impossible. I presume that the traditional media, that is TV or radio, will be more circumspect in talking about these issues. But on social media, no. Social media, they are completely free. And they will not hesitate in order to go headball in order to find out what is happening.
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, you look at this scenario and the kind of problems that things like deepfakes can cause as well. I suppose brands could look at this in a positive light. There surely is something to learn, not just in the threat of AI. I'm not saying that AI digitally altered those photos, but there is that possibility of AI. There is also this issue of Photoshop fail, should I say. What can brands learn here?
Yeah, so definitely. However, concerning the brands, they usually say there is no bad publicity in the sense that you are talking about the brand, would it be positively or negatively?
Yeah.
But in this very case, for the royal family, since it is not an elected royal family, so they should not be involved in this kind of situations. However, people love the royal family, so this is why they're exposed to it. It's not that they hate them. Yeah. It's because they love them.
You think the royal family maybe need to get a PR guy or a comms guy that's a little bit more savvy when it comes to this and a little bit more forthcoming instead of denial, denial, denial?
Yes, but when you deny all the time, people believe that there is something.
Yeah.
So maybe denying too much is not a good strategy for them.
Oh, okay, Professor. That's also marriage advice, I guess. Don't deny too much. Okay, let's talk about Ireland. Leo Varadkar said yesterday that he would step down as Ireland's prime minister and the leader of the governing Fine Gael party. Do you find this surprising move? Is it a political or personal reason?
So everybody was surprised. However, he is in power for quite a few years. He is also leading the main party. And he said before that he is going to resign, but nobody was expecting this. It was not planned, it was not scheduled, etc. And it comes concomitantly just after the speech that he has given to Joe Biden, so people are speculating about it.
Okay. So who's most likely to take over the reins then?
So, in fact, we have two parties, and they are usually alternating in Ireland. So everything depends on the gentleman's agreement that they will have. Will they continue with the existing party, or they will switch to the other party? So for the moment, we don't have clear indication about it.
All right, Professor, let's move on to talk about the UK, EU and the US criticizing Hong Kong's new security law. The EU has warned that the law has the potential to significantly affect the EU's office and territory status as a business hub. Wait a minute, why does the EU believe that Hong Kong's new security law could affect its status as a business hub? Does this sap foreign investment, perhaps?
I think this is because, according to the new law, there would be a possibility to monitor, there would be a possibility also to some extent to control what the EU, let's say, business people are doing there. So maybe they are afraid about the freedom that they can have, about the communication that they can have with the headquarters, and maybe they believe that there would be a breach in confidentiality with the headquarters.
Okay, Professor, any opinion on how the EU then will need to adjust to this new reality?
That would be difficult because in the previous years, it was easy to go to Hong Kong and negotiate directly with them. But in this situation, Hong Kong is not alone. Mm. So we have also to see what is the point of view of Beijing. And if they have to negotiate with both of them, yeah, with one of them, with none of them, yeah, that's a big, big issue.
Well, that's, I guess, another discussion for another day, Professor. We talked about this last week. And of course, we saw results over the week. Again, Vladimir Putin's fifth term as Russian president. He won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election on Sunday. No surprise there. So this cements his already tight grip on power. It shows Moscow have been right to stand up. Well, at least that's what the message being put out, have been right to stand up to the West and send troops into Ukraine. As far as predictions go, this was an easy victory, landslide victory. What do you think? You think Putin 5.0 will be any different from Putin 4.0?
So that's a big question because with time, people can change.
Okay.
And he has been in power for quite a long time, so I won't believe that he is going to change his attitude to power. However, he is smart enough, he is intelligent enough in order to adapt to the prevailing conditions. The prevailing condition is that he has today the upper hand concerning the situation in Ukraine. Mm. So maybe he would capitalize on this. Maybe he would push in order to have the best of the position that he can enjoy today on the ground.
I mean, the political confidence we're looking at here is at 87%. Critics are saying that this can be dangerous because 87% can lead to, I guess, fair enough for us humans to speculate, overconfidence. Would you agree to that?
So 87% or 67% or 97% for him doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Because the other candidates get zero chances in order to be elected. So from the very start of this, I think it's not the question of percentage of winning, which is important. It is the percentage of people who participated in the election, which is important. For instance, you can have 87% with 30% of participation. This is very bad.
Okay.
But if you have 87% with a participation of more than 66 or 70%, that's a very good score.
Okay. Western governments naturally earlier this week condemned Putin's re-election, calling it unfair and undemocratic. This sentiment, however, wasn't shared by the allies, China, India, and North Korea as well. Would you infer anything from these contrasting reactions?
So, of course, the positive reactions are coming from countries which do not have a very strong, let's say, tradition in voting.
Okay.
So automatically, this is what they are saying. However, we have also to pay attention to the other people coming from the global south. So it can come from Latin America, it can come from Africa, it can come from other Asian countries. So don't put it aside.
Yeah.
And maybe we should not only concentrate on China and North Korea, but see what is the attitude of India, what is the attitude of Brazil and the other countries.
Professor, I want to try something here. I want to try and look at this from Ukraine's point of view. What will they be thinking right now? The possibility of that U.S. presidential election at the end of the year, if Trump comes into power again, and that's the big speculation that's going around, could that potentially spell bad news for Ukraine, given this has already happened with regard to Russia's leadership?
Yeah, if Donald Trump comes to power, from the Ukrainian point of view, this is a very bad situation, because Donald Trump has indicated several times that he would pull out or that he would try to reach an agreement. But who is the counterpart in the agreement? It's only Vladimir Putin. He will not negotiate with Zelensky. So this is why, from the Ukrainian point of view, this would be a very bad sign if it happens.
I think he's also pointed out that he might withdraw funding or aid to Ukraine. So naturally, that could be a problem. Professor, one more issue with regard to Russia. I believe after the victory, Vladimir Putin spoke about Alexei Navalny, and this sparked a bit of outrage. Could you share more with us?
So he was talking about the opponents, he was talking about Alexei Navalny, and he was also talking about some other, but he named him. So he named him, and it was practically the first time that he was naming him. Of course, he was saying that it was a tragic incident or a tragic accident. He has nothing to do with that, etc. Probably we will never know what happened there.
Yeah. And right now, if I'm an opposition party or opposition leader in Russia, what would be next for that opposition party? Is there even a point in being in the opposition in Russia?
So it will be very hard to be an opposition leader in Russia.
Yeah.
The only possibility is to be outside of Russia, to work in exile. But within Russia, I don't see how anyone can be a prominent opponent to Putin.
All right. So I've been speaking with Chedomir Nestorovic, who is professor of geopolitics at SIG Business School, Asia Pacific. Professor, as always, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.